Falcharash and Ishkaji on Talchon Sarush. As we speak, millions of Russians are going to the polls in a presidential election where the outcome is almost or certainly already sealed. The millions of Russians include, of course, people in Ireland from Russia who are voting this weekend in the Russian embassy. Vladimir Putin is, of course, likely to be elected for his fifth term in office. The election comes more than 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, a war that has cost the Russian economy billions of rubles so far, that has seen thousands of soldiers killed. And despite that, no anti-war candidate was deemed eligible to run for the elections in Russia. I've been speaking to Yuri Filatov, who is the Russian ambassador to Ireland, and I began by putting it to him that there's really no question but that Vladimir Putin will be re-elected.
Well, it looks like, certainly from what I have in the latest polling figures, his approval rating has been increasing. Over the last even months. So it's pretty much a very good position for him in the lead in this polling. His rating is 86% now.
He has been in power since 1999, almost continuously as president, but 4 years as prime minister as well. He is now eligible to contest elections again until 2036 with no obvious successor. How do you answer the criticism that what is in place in Russia looks like an autocracy?
Well, I think that it's the usual diatribe we deal with whenever there are elections in Russia. I respect opinions of various analysts, experts, politicians, but it looks like more of a skirted, a defamation campaign against really Russia. You know, the only thing that really matters is what the people of Russia think.
There is, of course, the matter of some opposition figures during Mr. Putin's time have died. Boris Nemtsov was killed. Alexei Navalny is dead. People have been prosecuted for speaking out against the war. LGBT activists have been labelled extremists as of last year. A lot of Irish people, and indeed Russians affected by this, wouldn't see this as being a rights-based democracy.
First of all, as far as the incidents you referred to, every loss of life is a sad thing, and it's the same with whoever. But make politically charged speculation around that, it would seem to me as very much inappropriate. For example, with the recent case of Mr. Navalny, in my mind, there have been really outrageous campaign around that. The authorities have carried all necessary examinations, and the conclusion has been that he died of natural causes.
Do you think at all that his time in prison, in an Arctic prison, his incarceration before that, the fact that he was poisoned before that, contributed to the death at a relatively young age?
Well, I am not a doctor, and I am not going into speculation around that. I mean, for me, it's just extremely inappropriate.
All right, well, let's exit what you would regard as the realm of speculation and stick to the facts. Vladimir Putin has said that Russia will have to send more military resources to the Finnish border. At this stage, how much and why is that happening?
Well, that refers to the fact that Finland has joined NATO, okay? And that involves certainly very, very obvious change in the military posture of Finland, which has been a very good neighbor, by the way, for Russia for decades. We will have to see what specific changes in the military infrastructure in Finland will ensue. And then we will have to respond in military technical means, because NATO, one can hardly suspect that NATO is a friend of Russia. They have been.
But do you accept that you had friendly relations with Finland until the point at which your country invaded Ukraine? And at that point, Finland began to worry that maybe you were not such a trustworthy neighbor.
Well, you have to talk to Finns about that. I wouldn't want to speculate about.
Well, they didn't join NATO. They didn't join NATO before you invaded Ukraine. They did join NATO afterwards.
Well, again, that's not for me to decide or to judge. The only thing is that I am pretty sure that has been very much a mistake, a strategic mistake on the part of Finland. There haven't been any reason to believe that Russia is a threat to Finland, and nothing warranted this kind of very hasty decision on that.
All right, you might recall, Mr. Ambassador, that you said any talk of Russia invading Ukraine would be insane. So it would be understandable if Finland were not reassured by people speaking on behalf of the Russian government, such as yourself.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned what I have been saying at that time has been really misconstrued. I've been talking about the idea of invading friendly, actually, well, a very brotherly country is insane. But if we don't have any other option to ensure that our national security is enforced and the Russian-speaking people in Donbass are safe, then we will have to do that. It's a very unfortunate situation for us.
You are in a situation, though, where, again, in terms of your national interest, 300 billion of your country's assets have been frozen. Your country is subject to sanctions, and you're now spending anywhere between 30% and 40% of state expenditure on defence, on the war.
So?
Well, the point is that as Mr. Putin is going into an election promising that life can be made better in Russia, he's having to devote more and more defence spending as a result of what you call a special military operation, money that could be spent elsewhere on behalf of Russian people.
Well, of course, it would be very much preferable to spend it elsewhere. But if we have to do that, now we will do that. And the overall majority of people in Russia understand that and support that line. And we have prepared for that. And we are very sure that we have all necessary to contain that threat. There is a threat to Russia.
But what does victory look like? Because you could end up occupying large parts of Ukraine and occupying other countries has not gone well for Russia in the past, nor has it indeed for many other countries. Take, for example, Afghanistan. When you occupied that country, it was extremely costly, and indeed it contributed to the fall of the Soviet Union. Would you like to see a similar situation arise in Ukraine?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, neither do you, I suppose.
I suppose what I'm asking about, Mr. Ambassador, is how this fits with Russia's long-term strategic interest. If NATO is such an untrustworthy global partner for Russia, you could end up in occupation of large parts of Ukraine, if you were even to be victorious in this war, with a NATO-funded insurgency that would be extremely costly for Russia on its immediate border, with Russia locked in an arms race in the wider world as well.
Well, I think that Russia is pretty much able to tackle the immediate security threats. We certainly prefer a very sensible and reasonable solution to the problems you have enumerated. That has been rejected. The plan, as we see it, the plan on the Western side has always been to push to contain Russia using Ukraine as a beachhead to install military infrastructure within the 5 minutes flying time for missiles to Moscow.
You forgive me, Ambassador, you sound like you do have a crystal ball now making predictions like that.
It's not a prediction, it's a statement of fact which has been already in place. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I ask you finally, Mr. Ambassador, St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend. Have you been invited to any events by the Irish government, or indeed, what is the nature of the contact you have with the Irish government this weather?
Well, the nature is, I would say, very technical and limited. And that is probably a logical consequence of the policy by the Irish government, which is really hostile towards Russia. So we sort of maintain an understanding that we have diplomatic channels of communication. It's certainly very different picture, but we have a mission here, so we try to do our best.
Yuri Filatov, Russian ambassador to Ireland, speaking to me there. Shina Wilden Shachtin Show, Boykas Lishin Panyel on Chos's studio, August O'Schlegachanu, Bemijarash on Saharan Shokhuin, August Kadishin, Bon Sult, Os Law Eilaforig.